green today, huh?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
Well, no, the thing is, though, like, in clothing, men don't care.
Yeah.
They just grab
uh-huh.
and put clothes on. That is what happened. I am wearing 3 different shades of green.
Oh. I mean, I'm wearing 3 different shades of orange.
Shoes. No, your shoes.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
I don't either. But my pants are a darker green. The pullover, which is normal pullover,
yep,
is a green.
I always liked that jacket.
Then I wore my green hat to go out on a walk because it was the one that was closest. So I'm wearing 3 different shades of green. Nice. And I'm like, fuck. Whatever. And technically, my undershirt is green. So I look like the UA...
Michigan. No, Miami.
Miami?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hurricanes.
Sure.
Yep.
So, yeah, I look... I'm just all decked out.
Nice. That's cool.
In green. So anyway, we survived the storm.
Yeah.
That was supposed to have come through and nothing, knock on wood,
so,
happened.
Funny story.
Uh-oh. Did something actually happen in your neck of the woods?
No, I lost power.
Oh, no. But that was today.
Yeah, no.
No?
I lost power. They're fixing it. But yeah, I lost power at 4:30 on storm day. And didn't get it back till 7:30.
Even worse. So you went out at 8.
No. I was actually playing Minecraft with my nephews. And then I just, you know, had already heated up my dinner.
Oh, okay.
And was eating it while we were playing. I was just like, oh, I'll just finish it.
Heating up your dinner at 4:30.
Yeah.
That's really early. It's not a trip.
It's not that early if you go off of my schedule.
Maybe.
It's about 3 hours before bedtime.
That's close. I don't even think you're supposed to do that. I think you're supposed to... What is it? Because they say don't eat right before bed, but how many hours do... How many hours do you eat dinner before bed? Somebody's already typed it out.
Best time.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're in the margin.
Yeah.
It says 2 to 4 hours. Mm-hmm. While estimating varies, most experts recommend eating a meal 2 to 4 hours. So,
yeah.
All right. You're in the wheelhouse.
Yeah. 3-ish.
Now, they do... Wasn't so like there
today,
one thing...
Today's going to be a late dinner.
A late dinner?
Yeah. Yesterday was even worse.
Really?
Yeah. It was like 7:30 p.m. But
that is... Unless you're going to go out, that is a little late.
But considering Let's see what time I went to sleep yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It'll tell me here in a second. Considering I laid down at 8:11 and was asleep shortly thereafter, that was really late.
Really late. Yeah. 8:11 was really late for
you. So 8:11 is when I laid down, and I was actually asleep by 8:45.
Okay.
So that was actually pretty good. But I did wake up 1, 2, 3, 4 times before I actually stayed awake at 3:36.
Yours is... What app are you using?
Oura.
So you're not... Wait, what? How are you trying... when did you get that?
I have had this for like a week. I had this while we were playing Frisbee.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, here's the question on not sponsored. Here's the question about the Aura rings. Have you gotten sick yet?
No.
Isn't the one of the functions of early detection?
It could tell you, yes. I'm still in like the it's figuring me out phase.
Mm-hmm.
For the first 2 weeks, it would not let me put a workout in before 4 o'clock in the morning. It's like, no. Between 0 and 4, no. This week it has let me put 2 in.
There you go.
It's like, hey, we figured out, and it's figured out that I go to sleep early and wake up super early.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, we figured out that you're just fucking weird, and we're good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my next question about that.
I don't like how it doesn't track my workouts as part of my calorie count for the day.
Interesting.
Or activity.
I don't know.
So it puts it in there as part of a log, but it doesn't track it as the daily goals. So,
but what anyway. If you hooked it up to another app as well? Like, can you sync it with Google Fit or Fitbit?
Yes, I think you can.
So it might be able to track it that way then.
But I don't have a Google Fit.
Oh.
This is all I got.
Gotcha. And you don't have...
I don't wear watches.
Yeah.
People okay. are surprised I'm wearing a ring.
I would... Yeah, I didn't realize that you had it last week.
Yeah.
Or when we went disc golfing, but then again, that was a weird day anyway.
Oh, it was a great day.
No, I ordered...
Yeah, no, I'm in a bad place today.
Bad place today?
Yeah, because of yesterday. Like, because of all of my three metric points, well, two of my three metric points being low, my readiness is like 67 or 69. They're like, we're cutting your activity down in half. So it went, well, it's a little more than half. So it went from 500 active calorie burn to 350, and it cut my steps in half.
Damn.
Yeah.
Who is they?
The app.
The app did.
The app did it automatically. I can't change it.
Ah. Because it's reading
your metrics. Like I said, I can add a workout, but...
See, on Fitbit, if I wear my watch to bed...
Yeah.
You can see... I don't care. Got it. Yeah, sure. You can see all the little spikes where it's like you kind of woke up.
Oh. I can get that, too.
Because you had four major ones, because you can see but, like going to bed and then waking up.
Yeah. there was under there, like here's all like the other stuff: total sleep, REM, all that junk.
But gotcha.
Under here, movement, so you can see all the little bits.
But it's not. But what I'm saying is, like, if you
it's
could
not
see,
part of the same graph. Absolutely.
My wake up,
but,
is like itty bitty ones throughout the whole night. I don't know if they're calculating that. That's not a thing.
It does not capture all of them. So like that
probably
that little
it's not a thing.
That first little blue spike. That's one of them. I guarantee you, I woke up there.
Mm. You just stayed stationary.
Yes.
Or your heart rate didn't change.
Yeah. Same with the big that Excuse bigger me. One there too. And this one was actually this night. Was actually longer, but because it says I went back to sleep there, I did not go back to sleep. So you can make adjustments and stuff.
Well, it's also reading just your oxygen level and your your pulse.
Yeah,
in reality,
I was awake.
Yeah. So okay, I ordered one, not the Aura.
Yeah.
But one that's called Ringcon.
Okay.
Because it kind of they seem to do similar things.
Yeah.
Except Ringcon. Doesn't have subscription based.
Yeah, and that and so you don't get all like the after 2 weeks it starts figuring your stuff out and starts like giving you other biometric stuff. Like right now it's starting to track my daily stress.
Yeah.
If I didn't have the subscription, it wouldn't do that. It would just give me readiness, sleep, and activity.
Oh, so you can do it without the the subscription. You're just Are you well? You're not into that phase yet, but
right. But I'm just doing a subscription thing. I'm like, if I'm gonna pay so many dollars for like Netflix and all that stuff, I can pay $5.99 a month.
So I don't know. So once I get mine in,
it'll be interesting to see.
It'll be interesting to see like the difference.
And then I joined a group at work, so we can see each other's big three metrics.
Really?
Yeah. And compare and contrast and stuff like that. We're the YPT. Yukon Pulse Tribe.
Interesting. Do I need to bleep that?
No.
Yukon?
No.
Okay.
It's an Alaskan thing. It's fine.
Oh, okay. No. Didn't know if it... Companies...
No.
Government companies make weird names.
No, it's an Alaskan thing.
I mean,
if you want to, you can, but it's not anything crazy.
Okay. Oops. I'm trying to look through it, and it was changing things.
Yeah, it changed days, or something. Well, yeah, so it changed, like, activity and stuff.
Gotcha.
So
interesting. I didn't realize you could do that, too.
Yeah, no.
Now, is that a different metric, or is that the Aura?
Those are the big three Aura metrics that they check.
But it's Aura-based inside the app, going, hey, invite your friends.
Yeah, basically.
Gotcha.
Join the cult.
Join the cult of Aura.
Yeah.
But not sponsored.
Right.
Neither is Ringcon.
Yeah.
We're just...
I like it. I mean, I'm stupid.
What size are you?
An 11.
In
Aura, it's different. If you want to have a ring, I'm keeping a ring size kit.
I've got one ordered on the way from
the
other one, because it's going to come
same.
First. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming first. I'm going to figure out which one it is, and then they'll send
my ring. I could have bought it through the website, but I was like, I trust Amazon better, and I'll get it sooner. So I just ordered the sizing kit for $10.
Yeah.
And they said, well, if you can send this in and then get $10 off of your ring. And I was like, ain't worth it. I'll just keep it. People are like, oh, what's that? And then I'm here, try this. And it actually came in handy because the two of the people in the group have actually resized and gotten a different ring. Because
they thought,
they got to run around with an actual ring for like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, that's what I've heard is those are bigger, and I don't know if it's different sizing on this brand.
Yeah, so actually, what I do a lot is because it wears right there real bad. When I sleep, I put it on. Most of the time, you'll see it on this finger because it does swell at night and stuff, but I can still get it on and off, and if it's a real bad band on this.
Really?
But then it gets too loose throughout the day.
Yeah.
And then I switch it back to the index finger.
Why not just change it between your index fingers?
I guess I could do that, too.
I don't know which is better, because I know the theory is it's better to read on your index.
It is, but it says the
next one's
just as good.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting. That'll be interesting. I didn't realize you were in that club.
Yeah, just now. Just happened.
Because I was literally going to bring it up. I was going to be like, so I've ordered a thing, and we're going to see how it is. And I didn't realize.
I like it. I do. I like it.
Especially because going to sleep with a watch is uncomfortable.
Right. And like I said, you've never seen me ever wear a watch. I have them. I've just never worn them.
Why? I don't think we've ever talked about that. Why? I've never noticed because
so it got to a point. You're allowed to have one in the Marine Corps. It has to be on your left hand or left wrist. One of two ways, either facing this way or facing this way. I had it facing this way because you're just done. Or if you're talking like that, you just look at it's there.
Yeah, on the inside
of your arm. But then it just got to a point where I couldn't wear it when I was on the aircraft.
Because it would get caught.
It's fawed, even though it was a Velcro thing, and it could get caught and lost or whatever. So I stopped wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't. It's the same reason why I get in trouble at work for not wearing my badge around my neck as I hold it in my hand.
Mm-hmm.
Because I just got used to never wearing a badge because I didn't have to. And anytime I needed to go somewhere where I use it, I would carry it and then just set it down in front of me.
Do they get mad if it's on your belt loop?
It's supposed to be above the waist.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, it's above my waist. It's above my waist. It's above my waist as I walk. Mm-hmm. And so those were 3 steps right there, by the way, that was checked.
Yeah, but 3 steps.
It wasn't. but I don't know. It's people get used to it and they know who I am. It's like, oh, you're the weird guy that always wears orange. I was like, yeah.
Yeah. Done. Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Which
is a great April's Fool joke. I played on everybody last week, and only like three, or this week, and only 3 people noticed.
That you didn't wear orange?
No, I wore orange on Monday, and I don't wear orange on Monday. I wear black on Monday, because I'm mourning the weekend. And so I wore orange, and they're like, you're not wearing black today. I was like, that's right. April Fool's, mofos. And they just and then started laughing. And then I was going to do it Tuesday, but we're doing a whole wear blue to bring awareness to child abuse. So I was like, I can't do that. I got to wear blue. So I wore blue, which is just coincides with blue is Tuesday because I'm still sad the weekend's gone. And then orange because it's, wacky Wednesday, hump day. Favorite color Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday is supposed to be whatever, brown. I didn't come up with that one. Someone else did. And I'm like, I only got one brown shirt, so I wear like green or like gray or just whatever.
Wait, somebody else was like, you have to wear brown?
Yeah, somebody else jumped in on this. And was like, and I was like, that's fine. More people do it. Cool. There are a lot of people that subscribe to this, by the way.
Really?
Out of the ace.
Really?
Yeah. And then Friday is red to support the troops. And I have worn
orange. Red to support the troops?
Mm-hmm. Well, that are deployed. I didn't pick the color. It's a legitimate thing if you look it up.
Really weird. Because to me, that's like blood and
right,
bad.
Yeah. like I said, I've worn orange every day of the week except for Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, you're wearing orange again today. I was like, haha, still April Fool's. And
Interesting.
Yeah.
I like it.
My nephew really loved it.
What's Friday?
Red. I'm going to wear orange.
Oh, red.
Okay. Yeah.
So this whole week you're wearing orange?
Yes. Yeah.
Except for Tuesday.
I was going to wear orange, but, you know, I support kids not getting beat.
So. This is true.
I'm going to wear blue. I don't want to be the asshole.
And this was this past Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay.
And every Tuesday this month, I guess.
Oh, it's a month thing?
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was a month thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
yeehaw!
You're going to have to bleep that part. But...
Let me make sure timing. Where's my timer? There it is.
15. So, we do things like that.
Yeah.
So.
You going to do anything? Are you going to actually step outside on the Monday?
I will be at work. I may go look and see. Oh, it's darker. But I don't.
Do you have
I don't
glasses?
Have, I don't have glasses. I had glasses back in the day because them for all my folks at work.
Well, the problem is those actually expire.
Oh,
so
okay.
Whatever old
I had, they're not good then. Yeah,
they're not okay. Good unless you get actual like. Glasses?
They were plastic. I don't think they were actual good ones.
Apparently, they make actual good glasses. So. Because there is a cult, I say cult, there is a cult of people who will travel the world
to see
every
eclipse in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's apparently, I don't know how many people are in this cult, but they, if it's in the middle of the water, they will rent
a boat.
A boat or charter a boat to go in the middle of totality somewhere and do it. I've never, because I've only seen the ones we have here.
Right.
Which, you know, is, I think the one that's going to happen on Monday is going to be the same one that happened in 2017, as in totality for us, which is like 80 to 90%.
I think so. I know, yeah, it's about the same, but I know last time it was like 95% out of
really?
Meridianville. Yeah. Yeah, cuz I was out there. It was pretty good.
Yeah, we were at her work just outside looking. I don't remember. Let's find out. Does it tell me? Well, this is just telling me about the eclipse that happened anyway. But it was kind of, like, close.
It got pretty dark, but it wasn't, like, dark.
Yeah.
Which is... I do miss that I didn't see that. Or I'm sad that I didn't see that, but it's, like, further away. And I'm just like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, because that one was driving distance to go see
like
totality.
It was, like, middle Tennessee.
Somewhere
and
around,
this one's,
yeah.
Like, Arkansas, and I'm like, I'm good.
Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana.
Which apparently...
Not Louisiana, sorry.
It's apparently supposed to be cloudy. Part of Kentucky.
Yeah. That sucks. There was a... I mean, I'm sure they could have done it then, but they didn't do it. Somebody did a map of all the Airbnbs, and you could see, like, all the Airbnbs in the...
On that path.
On that path are, like,
that's
full.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So you could actually see it. And it does suck. Like, you don't know. You don't know if it's going to be cloudy that day or not.
Yeah. So apparently over Arkansas, Missouri...
Texas is getting a lot of
part of North Texas is going to have like clouds and stuff. So
yeah, and that sucks if you've already bought your.
Yeah.
I assume you'd want to be watching the weather real close because they were the graph that they showed was April 4th. Nothing.
Yeah.
April 7th. Well, because it's not April 7th yet.
Yeah.
But like somebody did the math of like looking at the days and going, yeah, it hasn't, nobody's bought anything yet. And now they're buying it now for the 7th.
Huh.
So they can see it on the 8th. And then the 9th goes back to normal. Mm. I'm trying to look.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And I don't know, like, this one's a little further away than
the
last one. Last one was upper Central Tennessee. And East Tennessee going down through Charlton and all this.
Yeah.
I mean, that one, though, was probably more of the U.S. than this one is.
Yeah.
Because this one's, you know, up and downy.
Yeah. Yeah. So it'll be cool. I mean, that'd be one more, right? At least one more.
I don't know. I mean, I think there's...
I mean, it happens all the time, I guess, but it's going to be at least one more that'll be close enough that I can actually see the darkness.
Hopefully. I don't understand the, Last year, we knew what time it was happening here in our area. Right. I can't find anybody that says what time it's going to be.
It'll start getting dimmer around 12:20. Now the full eclipse mm-hmm. in those areas is going to be like 2-ish, so like 1:50 to like 3:05, and then it starts getting brighter again. By 3:40, it's done.
Yeah, for us.
Yeah. So it's going to be like, if you go outside anytime between 12:30 and 3:10, you'll see something.
Yeah.
You'll start seeing it get darker. But the darkness-ish of it will be around
1-ish?
1:55, 2 o'clock.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, NASA has their, science.nasa.gov. They have their eclipse thing, and it has a map tracker.
And that's our time.
Hmm?
That's our time.
Our time, yeah. They have, like, you can actually go into it, and they've got the speed of all that, and it's supposed to last for, in totality, it's supposed to last for, like, three hours.
Yeah. But that's from,
in the certain areas, it's, like, 3 minutes.
Yeah, yeah.
But
of darkness, yeah. Yeah, of the cool darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because Dallas, Texas, partial begins at 12:23. Mm-hmm. Totality begins at 1:40, maximum 1:42. So our equivalent range would be, we're up there. So probably Arkansas.
Yeah, time I was frame. Looking at the Arkansas area.
So Little Rock, 12:30, 1:55, 1:52 ends at. Totality ends at 1:54, partial ends at 3:11, like you said.
Yeah.
So yeah. So there you go. Hopefully we'll get this out so you can actually have this information. But you know,
somewhere in them 1:50s,
yeah,
range. So, but yeah, so that's. It's a cool thing. I'm still not seeing where Flat Earth is describing how this happens. Because God almighty, are they dumb as shit. But I'm looking still, but God almighty, they're dumb as shit. They're trying to say that a 3-foot wave can block the view of a fucking boat 400 or 40 miles away. And I'm like, you're stupid.
I'm pretty sure it's the same as some other groups of people do. Where it started out as a joke or a way to con people, and then people bought into it, and it was like, yeah, that's right.
I just...
Because I'm pretty sure Flat Earth started as a joke by a guy.
I mean, it's probably recent people. History, yes. But, I mean, that for a long, for a long time.
We're not talking about before science was invented.
Yeah, for a long time, it was a thing, and then... You know, we got wise, and then apparently we got dumb again.
We did, because the education system in the United States is crap.
But it's not, it's the UK, too. It's all over the world, man.
I'm trying to, like, where do we rank in education system?
Probably close to last in the...
Japan has probably the highest?
Civilized world, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see if I can... And civilized world is very offensive, but... I mean, there's probably third world countries that are smarter than us.
Ranked by country. Not by state, because I know Alabama is literally almost at the bottom.
We're 49th, baby.
Who's 50? Texas?
Mississippi.
Oh, Mississippi.
Yeah. Always Mississippi.
Always Mississippi.
Yeah, they're last in a lot over there in Mississippi.
I'm trying to think. However, so... Oops.
But not in guns. They're in like the top 10 of people owning at least one gun. It's crazy.
Yeah, except for third world countries, which once again, you know,
yeah.
What is the definition of third world? There's something
there. It's I don't want to say running water, but
no. What is third world? The modern definition of third world is used to classify countries that are poor or developing. Countries that are part of the third world are generally characterized by high rates of poverty economics and or political instability and high mortality rates.
Yep.
Ooh. So there you go. I was going to say something else. We got sidetracked on...
We're all over the place today. It's great.
On Flat World.
Fucking Flat Earth, baby!
I don't... Nope.
I don't understand.
It left
and like
brain.
I said, and I get why people can think the moon landing is fake. I do. I understand that. But... I don't understand it, but I can understand how people could believe that.
Yeah, conspiracy theorists, like, yeah. It never happened. They're putting money somewhere else to make you believe this and all this. Because, once again, even though some conspiracy theories do turn out to be true,
yeah,
I mean, with United States running tests on their own people,
yep,
i.e. the, oh, what
Tuskegee?
Was it? Yep. I mean...
Yeah,
I can see.
I absolutely
never trusting them ever again.
Oh yeah, no, they're shit. Government's shady as shit.
Mm-hmm.
And scientists are shady as shit.
They'll do some unethical things to try to get results.
Just to figure stuff out.
Which, once again, yes, it's bad, but we also need that so we can get better. But then you got to look at the.
I don't think we needed the Tuskegee.
Well, the Tuskegee, no. No, but I'm just saying, like, okay.
I think somebody was just trying to kill some people.
More than likely, yes. But, like. You know, animal testing. Animal testing is
bad.
But to get, like, oh, we've cured cancer because we injected cancer into multiple animals
monkeys.
That are monkeys and all this stuff. Like, where's the trolley problem? Which, did you know, is solved?
The trolley problem?
Yeah, it's actually solved.
Interesting. What about the three-body problem? Has that been solved yet?
We started the first episode. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
I think we finished the first episode.
I was just talking about in real life. There's a.
I don't know what that one is.
It'll talk about it in the show.
Okay. The trolley problem actually has a solution.
Okay.
Because when the trolley is coming down, and they actually use this in real life,
mm-hmm.
is once it goes into a track, then you switch tracks, and then it's paralleled and stops.
Hmm.
That's how you actually solve the trolley problem.
So you break the train.
You break the train to stop it from having a disaster.
What if it's just one car?
It doesn't matter. Like, once the track...
As soon as the first set of wheels crosses
the line,
okay.
you change the track,
and it
does that number. And then it jams itself.
All right. Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm going to start using that now. It's pretty good.
I didn't realize that.
I was going to say blow up the track, but...
Or that. Or take out, well, I mean, either way, but that would mean that the train crashes and the train conductor dies.
How do you know there's a train conductor? In most of the problems, there's no train conductor. They don't talk about the train conductor, so I can assume that there's no train conductor.
It's just a runaway train?
Yeah, because the train conductor would just stop.
That's fair. Fair point.
But I like that.
But yeah. The trolley
I like that.
Does
let's just break the train.
Mm-hmm.
I'm good with that.
And then we cause, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars of taxpayers' money to get the train unstuck.
Yeah.
Et cetera.
But, you know, we saved, you know, a baby and six people.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, that's good. Oh, man.
Play anything?
No. I mean, Minecraft with my nephews, but I haven't had time to really play much of anything lately.
I have not. I mean...
Time to look up games. I did see a couple trailers for some interesting games. One was like a Wild West thing. This is for PlayStation only.
Mm-hmm.
Which I have
a PlayStation?
I don't.
What was it?
It was just 15 anticipated games. And it,
It
sent, like, a sheriff back in time to shoot dinosaurs. I was like, well, that's interesting.
It's almost like the movie...
Where do the bullets come from?
Aliens versus Cowboys.
Yeah. And then there was another... Oh, God, there was another good one that I saw, and I was like, no, I wonder... But...
So it's like Turok with bullets, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
For those that don't know... Well, Turok is... They came
Turok
back...
has bullets. And then the
Did
weird,
they?
Yeah, and some other weird gun.
Turok. Well, they also had like space alien type guns too that
yes.
shot plasma or something.
Yeah.
to our, but do they have they had an actual recent game?
Oh, I don't think, not that I know of.
Turok. And then Dinosaur Hunter, was that the name of it?
Yeah, Turok the Dinosaur Hunter was the first one.
Video game series, let's find out. Let's find out when the last one was.
I remember playing it on N64.
Don't know if I played it on I don't remember what I played it on. Probably PlayStation, because I did. I mean, I had PlayStation 1, 2, and 3, and that's when I stopped.
I had a 3.
Because they don't make that many games that I want to play.
Yeah.
It was Metal Gear Solid and Final Fantasy. And then Final Fantasy did some weird shit.
Yeah.
And it went off the rails after 10. And technically, that's when the companies themselves kind of split ways.
Mm-hmm.
Because Sony and who makes Final Fantasy? Who makes Final Fantasy? Or is that Sony? Wait, no. Oh, crap.
I just went blank. You call yourself anyway. A Final Fantasy fan? I don't know because I've never played a Final Fantasy game. I have played Kingdom Hearts and Kingdom Hearts 2, but I've never played a Final Fantasy game.
Gotcha. No, it was... Anyway, their contract said that they had to make so many games, but they weren't counting sequels as games. And when they came out with X2, it was like, yeah, that doesn't count because it's a sequel. You have to make original ones. And that's when they said, okay. And then they did whatever they had to do. Which is why you can play the newer Final Fantasy games on PC now.
Mm-hmm. And all that stuff. And PlayStation and Xbox. And...
Can you play it on Xbox?
Pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I had a roommate before you that played it on Xbox. 97,
98, 99. What was this one? 99. This one was 2000. So, Turok Evolution released on Microsoft Windows in 2003, but GameCube, Xbox, and PlayStation in 2002. There was also a film. There in 2008.
What?
Turok, Son of Stone.
No.
In 2008, American adult animator science fiction action adventure film features the Western publishing character of the same name, produced by Classic Media and distributed by Genesis Products. Turok, Son of Stone. I mean, it's got to be either animated or CGI.
Yeah.
One of the two. There's no way this is live action. I swear to God, if this is live action. It doesn't say, but I'm pretty sure it's not live action. Anyway, so yes, I don't know if it was released, but the article is about in 2008. So yeah, it might be a thing. Yeah, I mean, granted, it wasn't going to be in theaters, but. 2008, Turok, Son of Stone. So that way, people going, what the hell is Turok? It was about
a guy who was fighting dinosaurs.
Pretty much. I don't know if they
don't know of any other part of the story.
Except he was not, he was...
I don't think he was from that dinosaur time.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. Was he a guy that was from the dinosaur time that lucked up into technology, or was he sent back by whatever?
Couldn't
time
tell
traveled.
You. Couldn't tell you.
Don't know.
I don't think. I don't know.
Don't know.
Great question.
Yep.
I mean, it was a great game because it had some interesting guns.
Okay. What's the premise? This is okay. Gameplay.
They had a multiplayer mode too.
Did they?
Mm-hmm. Well, at least on. The okay. 64.
The player assumes control of Talset Turok.
Mm-hmm.
A Native American time traveling warrior.
Perfect.
So he was time traveling.
Perfect.
And the mantle of Turok is passed down every generation to the eldest male. That doesn't make sense. Maybe eldest male warrior? Because I don't think you'd want your elder to go. Unless it's like any a Black Panther style
it's
situation.
It's like an every generation, yeah, type thing where it's like. this is father's generation, and then you got like a group of the next generation, that eldest of that generation would be the next Turok.
Yeah. Each Turok is charged with protecting the barrier between Earth and the Lost Land, a primitive world where time has no meaning. The Lost Land is inhabited by a variety of characters, from dinosaurs to aliens, which is now why we get the alien tech.
Perfect.
An evil lord, overlord, known as the Campaigner, seeks an ancient artifact known as the Kronos Scepter.
This sounds like a bad arcade game. Was it an arcade game at one point?
I don't think so. I think the first one was on N64.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so anyway, there you go. I've actually never really played a Turok game to finish. I've played like a demos. I've never played.
Well, we rented the game and played it for a little bit and sent it back. Or took it back, because that was back in the Blockbuster and what was the other Blockbuster competitor? There was one.
I don't know.
Because it was like right across the street from where we're... So it was in the same parking lot as, you know, the used to be Taco Bell across from our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be in that shopping center with the appliance store and that restaurant.
Hollywood Video? Movie Gallery.
Movie Gallery.
Yeah. I was like, Blockbuster, there's actually still one in existence.
Yeah.
And that's like somewhere in like the Midwest or something. I can't remember.
I think there was a
Y'all look it up. I've been looking up too much stuff now.
Yeah.
But yeah. Funny story about all that. When I was in high school, my friend, I would always go to his house over the weekends, kind of like what I did with you guys after college.
Yeah.
But, you know, I would get dropped off by my mom at his house, and they would rent a game for the weekend, because I'd stay the weekend.
Yeah.
I would beat that game. Because, I mean, we didn't own them.
Yeah.
And I didn't have, all I had was probably an NES. Mm. I can't remember what I had. Like, I beat Kingdom Hearts in a weekend.
Nice.
Like, he would play EverQuest on the computer, and I would play whatever game we rented. And sometimes we would flip up.
Yeah.
But I hardly slept the weekend, because I was like, I got to beat the game. Yeah. I'm never going to play this game again, because I don't own it. I don't have the money to buy it. I've got to beat the game. I would beat a game in a weekend.
Yeah, so I did a... I was a freshman in high school, and we did, like, across the street from my parents' house, we had, like, a Jurassic Park marathon, where we just watched the Jurassic Park movie over and over and over again.
Really?
Yeah, and then the next day, I had my first cross-country practice at, like, 7 a.m.
Jesus.
And I had,
that's early.
Yeah, I hadn't slept, and I was just like, I don't remember it at all.
We watched the movie we went to sleep to. You'll never guess it in a million years, because we probably, well, we were in high school, so we were mature, was Excalibur.
Oh, I was going to say. Hold on, so you can hear this later. Earplugs.
Oh, okay.
Debbie Does Dallas.
All right, cool. We watched Excalibur, which, have you ever watched Excalibur?
No.
It was the one with
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery. No.
Yes. Yes.
But it had...
Yes. He's in it.
Also, Patrick Stewart's in it, I think.
I believe you're correct. I think he was the King of England.
I think so.
Richard. I think he was King Richard. King Richard.
No, you're thinking of... I think you're thinking of...
Robin Hood, Men in Tights?
Yeah.
No, I'm thinking of both. He was both.
1981. I don't know why he wanted to watch this movie. Like, I don't know why it was the one that...
It's a classic, man.
He went to... Helen Mirren, Nigel Terry, Liam Neeson.
Jesus Christ.
Patrick Stewart, yeah.
That is
he was
cast.
Patrick Stewart was not, but he was in it, but he wasn't. He was Leo DeGrasse? Leo DeGrasse. Leo DeGrasse. I don't know how you say that name.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it was a cast. I mean, and some of these, Gabriel Byrne.
Oh, that's right, because Sean Connery wasn't King Arthur, he was...
He wasn't in it.
He wasn't in it?
No. He's not. He was not in Excalibur.
What King Arthur movie was he in?
Yeah, no, he wasn't in it. Terry English, Connor Lambert. I mean, there's a lot of people that I'm just saying names at this point, because... But yes, we watched that show, we watched that movie. If I did go to sleep, that's the movie we put on. I don't know how it got into his wheelhouse, or maybe it was his favorite film or something like that, but we just ended up watching that movie, which is weird in the fact that there's definitely a sex scene in it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And it was like, okay, cool. Because that was the first time I'd ever actually watched the movie. We actually watched the movie, or I did. He might have fallen asleep to it or something. And I watched it. Because I can't, and that's why I have to stress to Jessica so much, is you can't put something on
that first I've never watched. Night.
Oh, he was in First Night, yeah.
First that's Night. Right. And he was King Arthur in that one.
There you go. That's the old one that you're thinking of.
It's not actually older than the other one.
No, that one, First Night, was 1995.
Oh, man, that was bothering me. Oh, my God, I can't believe it had him in it.
Which one, Richard Greer?
No, it had The Onion Knight.
Huh? Which one? Oh, that was the Excalibur. Oh.
In First Night.
First Night, Liam. Yeah. I think he was in the other one, too.
Was he? Liam Cunningham?
Let me go back.
He played Agravain.
Oh, no, I was thinking of Nigel Terry is the one that played King Arthur in Excalibur. He was also in Game of Thrones, though. Wasn't he? No, this is somebody else. I'm so sorry. Nope, different guy. All right, never mind.
That's crazy. He's been around a while.
Which one?
Onion Knight. I thought they found him later on, and then he took off. But yeah, no, he's in.
Well, it's the same thing with that dude. It was Peter Dinklage's right hand man.
Oh yeah,
because he was a rock star, or had a band. I don't know if he was a rock star.
Yeah,
he had a band.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, he kind of took off. Probably from the music first, of course.
Yeah.
But him and what's-her-name had beef because they had dated a Lannister chick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
They had dated at one point, and it ended badly. That's why they never had a scene together. That's why every time Peter Dinklage was
with her,
he was never gone. Around.
Wow.
They could never be... They were never on set together.
No, wow.
Because they had big beef. Big beef.
Wow.
Yeah. Hmm. Random knowledge...
That's pretty cool. That's actually really cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, man, this episode has been nothing but tangents.
All over the place. Tangents galore.
It really has.
What is a tangent?
Show-wise, as I said, we started Three Body Problem.
Yeah. You need to finish it quickly.
Yeah.
Its pacing's a little weird.
I was bored at the beginning of the Three Body Problem.
Yeah.
I was like... This
pacing's a little weird.
It kind of picked up at the close to the end, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So hopefully now...
It picks up.
Okay.
But yeah, the pacing's real weird. I'm real curious to see what they're going to do, because apparently there are huge time jumps coming.
Really?
In the next seasons. In the next couple of seasons.
You've already watched... Did you binge them?
Yeah, I'm done with the whole first season.
Okay, but how many is the first season? How many episodes?
Eight.
Oh, is it eight?
Yeah. It's an eight-episoder.
Gotcha, okay. So I might be done with it by the time we get to the next one.
Yeah.
Because we just watch them during dinner.
Yeah, it's... They've, like I said, taken some liberties with some of the characters and stuff like that, which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Because you haven't watched... Do you have Netflix?
I do.
Have you started or watched the Alien, Resident Alien?
I've watched the first season, and I think the second season, but I'm not sure.
You had said something about that.
Yeah, so I was getting ready to cook, and I was like, I'm not sure I want to watch this while I'm trying to cook because I want to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So I changed it to something else. And I don't even remember what it was. But right now I'm going to sleep to Stargate SG-1.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been a minute. I haven't watched it in a long time.
It's pretty good. I mean, it doesn't hold up with anything. I take that back.
Some episodes will.
Actually, it holds up really well. I mean, there's some times I'm like, ooh, that was some rough CGI.
But
most of the time, you can't tell.
I need to find the box sets for Atlantis. Yeah. I don't care. I really don't care about the other one.
Yeah, Universe.
I never started it. I didn't care to start it.
So what's funny is, so I finished SG-1.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'll start Atlantis. And then I couldn't go to sleep because I just watched it.
Yeah, because it's been forever.
Shit.
Yeah.
So I have to, like, watch it and then, like, go through it again.
The problem with that one, though, is you needed to have started Atlantis somewhere in
season 2.
Well, no.
Season, like, 2 episodes before the end of season 1. Because you want to see the whole build-up of the Wraith coming.
Yeah.
And the battle, and, like, get introduced to Ford, and then see him disappear. And then...
Yeah.
Because then, if you don't start, you're like, why is Ford... Who is this, and why are they chasing him, type thing, mm-hmm.
Right? The problem is they never made a conclusion. They just literally canceled it.
Yeah. Well, they kind of.
In the movies.
Well, the show in the end, the last shot of the show is them coming into San Francisco Bay, in cloaked. They're like on the water on Earth. Atlantis is on Earth.
Oh, I think I vaguely remember that now that you said it. Atlantis, the whole thing is.
Yeah, the entire city of Atlantis is on Earth.
And then the Wraith are coming because then
they stop the Wraith. But
did they stop the Wraith?
Yeah. And I think what ends up happening is they find another ZPM and they take the ship back to the Pegasus Galaxy. They take Atlantis back to Pegasus.
Mm. It's been a minute. But didn't conclude.
That's expanded universe, and I'm not entirely sure if that's true or not.
Oh, gotcha. But they didn't even conclude universe at all.
No,
they
just everybody's asleep. It's second season. Everybody's asleep, and Eli might fix the pod, or he might die. We don't know.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, they just whoever was the execs back then just effing sucked because of the whole like, oh, our demographic isn't being reached. Who's your demographic? Women 18 to 35.
It's like, why? Why is that your demographic? That's getting me about all of this, all of the media being made right now. It's including Star Wars. Including Star Wars. It's like, you have every day. I wasn't alive for episode 4 or 5.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe 6. But definitely not old enough to watch them.
Yeah.
I watched them on VHS mm-hmm. in like the 90s.
Yeah.
Way past my time.
Yeah.
But you know what? That happens every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody finds those, and then they go into the expanded. Because you got parents who are showing their kids those first ones mm-hmm. because they want them to live the same experience as they had when they found out, the spoiler alert, Luke is Darth Vader's son. And then you can go back and see his fall. It's garbage, but you can see it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got whatever that trash was that was made on the back end. But it's like, you don't need to expand or try to expand your viewing demographic. Good content will do that.
But the other problem is, I don't know if you know about this controversy, is they don't care.
They don't care.
Because they made a movie... A live-action movie with Wile E. Coyote, animated and live-action,
mm-hmm.
and then canned it. They made the movie.
It's like Batgirl. It's like Batgirl. Batgirl was done, ready to be piped out, and they're like, mm-hmm. nah, we're not doing it. For loss. So they can claim that as a loss.
Yeah.
On taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, Wile E., yeah. They're making things... and then canning them or not releasing them so they can make money off of, like you said, loss.
It gets even better. Say they have proper stuff they put out there, and they're like, it's getting canceled, we're pulling it. So there are things that are digital right now. If you don't have the DVD, it's gone forever.
Which is what I've been saying my whole beef with streaming.
Yeah, streaming's garbage. Like I said, if it's something that I'm gonna watch, I'm gonna buy it on hard disk.
Or at least,
I may not open it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch it, and I'm like, oh, if that's good, I'll buy it on hard disk.
Yeah, if they make hard disks of it. Yeah. There's a lot of it that they don't make hard disks.
They don't make hard disks for. Anything on fucking Disney Plus? Where's the She-Hulk box set?
Yeah, that's not
the Daredevil. Where are the Daredevil box sets from Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't watch Daredevil on Netflix anymore. Is it on Disney Plus? I think so.
Yeah, who knows? Or I don't. I mean,
I haven't looked for it, but I'm pretty sure it's. I hope it's there.
Yeah. No, there's. Yeah. Yep, nope. Streaming services and big corporation companies that just want to make a dime.
Streaming services are going to die. I have a sneaking suspicion. They're not profitable.
Yes.
You cannot have and I know Netflix is breaking that curve, but...
They were the first ones at the curve.
Correct.
Because they were the ones, that's why it's gone up like 5 times, is because they know they're not making money.
Right,
which is why they cancel the original series.
There are a bunch of streaming service by itself cannot keep a company afloat.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what they're going to do though.
So
you know what I mean?
Eventually, Netflix is going to die
because Netflix is only Netflix. Like
yes,
HBO will be fine.
Yeah.
Disney will be fine because they make money. Through other means. Well, HBO, I'm not sure about if they make money through other means. But Disney can do it.
Yeah, because I mean, Disney's losing money hands over fist right now.
Mm-hmm.
2023 was not a kind year to them. And 2024 does not look any better with the exception of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah.
But like streaming, if they didn't have those, if they didn't have those movies and other entities, their streaming platform would have failed.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean that's just and teaming up with Hulu, that was another way for them to try and save money.
Yeah.
And bring in more subscribers and things, because it's unsustainable. It's going to crash
mm-hmm.
at some point.
It'll be interesting to see.
And then what they should do is release everything on whatever the current hard media is, or
did you see they're bringing Blu-ray. Discs back?
Yeah, Blu-ray, and then you know you'll make money again.
I don't think you heard me. They're bringing discs back.
Yeah, I heard you.
Because they've got a new way to compound, like you could have a terabyte disc.
That's cool. So they're gonna bring live service games to disc.
Like I can't remember, it's been a minute, but there is technology now that is going to bring discs back.
I need to.
They do, because there's a lot of things that I would put on discs rather than hard drives, because hard drives fail. Yeah. I know, like, you can scratch a disc, et cetera, et cetera. But
that's on you.
That's on you.
And Mother Nature. But, I mean, I have DVDs that I took to Afghanistan and back that still fucking work.
So I'm excited. I hope that comes around and is fruitful.
Yeah.
But this was our old men bitch
old
pod.
Old men tangents, man.
This was literally just us going off on old men tangents.
OMT!
But anyway, you good?
I'm good, man. I actually felt like I could contribute to this one. Let's see what my metrics say.
Did your heart rate go up like
probably
back off my lawn
type thing?
Anyway,
yeah.
All right, have fun.
Yep, always.
Bye bye.
Bye. That button. Nope, that's the power button.
Yeah, there were.